Good morning. How's everyone? Good, good. How many of you have a cell phone? I like that. Do you really? You have a cell phone? Okay.
I have an iPhone.
You have an iPhone. Okay. I just got educated, didn't I? How many of you have one of these devices that you talk in and you text and you can go on the internet and just get in all kinds of trouble? Your mom has one. I know your mom has one, and dad has one. It almost seems like everyone has one of these little devices. And what do we use these devices for? To talk to people. And sometimes you can open it, and there's a little button you can push that has, mine's a little envelope, and I can send a text to someone. I can use my thumbs to talk. I didn't know my thumbs could talk, but my thumbs could talk. It's called texting. Well, you know, in the days of Jesus, they didn't have this. They didn't have one of these, but they still had a text. You know what the text was? We hear about it today. Jesus is in the synagogue, and he's given a text, a scroll, a Bible, the scripture. This is the original text. And this is the text that God sent to us, not written by the thumbs, but by the hand of certain men that he inspired to write. And when we open this, we are actually reading God's Word, the Word that He has written for us. And so this is God's text to us. And as Jesus says, that He came to proclaim the good news to the poor. That good news is very important because that good news is in here. Now, some people want to tell you that good news comes from this. And I have found that a lot of times this is not something that sends good news to us. Sometimes it's bad news. Or it's the kind of thing that we don't want to read. And sometimes there are things in here we don't like reading. Like reading about sin. And reading about how we are lost. And how about we cannot save ourselves. But then we read the good news. And what's the good news? God sent His Son, whose name is Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He died on the cross for us. This is the good news of this text, from the scroll that Jesus even read from, was proclaiming that the Messiah would come and he would free the captives. He would give sight to the blind and he would proclaim good news to all people. And he's proclaiming that same good news to you today, that he is your Savior. He is the one who has died for you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of anything or anyone, for Jesus has shed his blood for you and he has saved you. That's the most wonderful text that anyone could ever read, and it's found in here. Sometimes it's found in here, but the place that we should really read it is from the divine text. So with that, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending us your word, for sending to us your divine text. And as we read your word, O Lord, even as we read it out loud, we are hearing your voice, we are hearing your word. And your word tells us that you have come and that you have died for us and that you have saved us from our sins. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending your text and thank you for coming and dying for me and forgiven me of all my sins. And in your holy name we pray. And all the children said,
amen.